Now let's consider some general points as to who gains from foreign direct investment, or FDI, and who would also gain from having more of it. And let's start with the very beautiful country of New Zealand. New Zealand is unfortunately very far away from a lot of the rest of the world, including some of the world's wealthiest countries. And just as there is a gravity equation, which means that international trade declines with distance in a nonlinear manner, so is there a gravity equation for foreign direct investment. New Zealand, in proportional terms, does not receive nearly as much foreign direct investment as does, say, Canada. So let's do an imaginary thought experiment here and ask what would happen if somehow, geographically speaking, New Zealand were as close to the rest of the world as is Canada. Well, New Zealand would get more FDI, more foreign investment, and according to one estimate, real wages in New Zealand would rise by about 70%. That's a big effect, but note that New Zealand, for a developed country, is actually relatively poor, and it turns out that distance, and thus lack of trade opportunities, is one significant reason for that. Again, if you can imagine a New Zealand which is closer to the rest of the world, their intermediate goods or inputs would be cheaper, their technologies would be better, and the country would have higher exports, all leading to greater wealth and higher real wages. On this point, there's a very well-known piece here, which you can read online. New Zealand aside, a more general point here is that multinationals raise the gains from trade, and the gains from trade and the gains from foreign direct investment, well, those two things interact. And one way to think of it is to realize that intra-firm trade, that is allocation of resources within the multinational, they allow for the relatively cheap importation of inputs from other countries through the multinational, and in turn that helps a nation export. You might ask a related question, and that is, which country has relatively low gains from doing foreign direct investment? And at least in a fairly static model, the answer, which may surprise many people, is the United States, USA. Think of how this works, again sticking with a fairly standard model. Well, foreign direct investment that reallocates production away from home, which to some extent can hurt the United States. It's also the case that by doing foreign direct investment, the United States, which is a technology leader, it shares its technologies with others, and that helps the growth of other countries. And by sharing its technologies with others, the United States actually is worsening its own terms of trade. Of course, there are profits and other gains from those foreign direct investments, but overall, when you add all these things up within a standard static model, what's surprising is that the gains to the United States from multinationals and foreign direct investment are really quite low. They're not much greater than zero. And this is very much in contrast to a standard popular claim that the United States or other wealthy large nations with a lot of multinationals, that somehow they're ripping off the rest of the world. Well, standard economic analysis seems to imply that exactly the opposite is going on, that most of the gains are, in proportional terms, reaped by smaller countries. Now, you'll notice that I've been referring to a static model, and I think it's absolutely correct that in a more dynamic model, the U.S. does reap greater gains from having foreign direct investment and multinational corporations. To take a simple example pictured here, it's much easier to produce and market an iPhone and bring that product to fruition when you can have a multinational corporation which is dealing with Taiwan, Philippines, and China and assembling the iPhone at much lower cost. Some multinationals make the United States much more innovative, and some static models will miss this, but keep in mind these innovations also tend to be public goods for the world as a whole, and although they do benefit the United States, having, for instance, iPhones and smartphones is a benefit to a large number of people around the entire globe. For the empirics discussed in this video, and for a general theoretical background, including an important discussion of how trade and multinational corporations interact, I very much recommend this well-known piece by Raimondo and Rodriguez-Claire, listed here and available online.